M2G Ventures has been around for over a decade. They've been very active, a couple of $1 billion worth of transactions, 5 million square feet of space that's been acquired, but recently making a move into the hospitality sector. That could be a tough industry, but maybe it's a good time to get in. We're going to find out. Jessica Miller-Esselt is the co-founder of M2G Ventures and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, David. Looking forward to talking
to
you.
So are you venturing out of your comfort level? Are you getting into the hotel business? That's tough, isn't it?
Yes. Real estate in general is more complicated than it used to be. But I would say in general, you know, our company, M2G, really specializes in kind of finding value where others don't. We've done that in industrial. We've done that in mixed use. We've dabbled around the hospitality space. But when Chris Hanratty was, figuring out his next venture, and he's just an expert in the field, it was too hard to pass up. It was always something, hospitality has always been on our radar. Really for us, you know, we really think about real estate in terms of, you know, how do we add value to it? So a little bit, we think less about asset class, like from a very high level, and think more about like, how do we add value? And then we get down into like thematic level investing. So we're not going to just buy a hotel just to buy a hotel. It's still got to make sense for the overall market, just like it does for industrial or mixed use assets. So it was a right person, right time, interesting strategy. We believe that we can add the same value to the value add hospitality space as we have been able to in industrial mixed use retail.
So you mentioned Chris Hanratty. So he's recently joining you. He's going to head up this effort. And I know he used to work for John Goff, right, at Crescent?
Correct. Yeah, he was at Crescent before. Mm-hmm.
So he brings the expertise that you need. So now, where do you look? You wait for something to fall into your lap, or do you look for geography? What are you looking for?
We're already actively exploring multiple opportunities. M2G is based in Texas, based in Fort Worth. Majority of our holdings are DFW-based. We do have a pretty big portfolio as well in Austin. But really our goal is to still be, you know, primarily based in, Fort Worth, but also to expand into other markets. We've always, for all of our asset classes, we're really a focused Sunbelt state investor in terms of the markets that kind of look and feel and act the same. So you'll continue to see us look at, hospitality the same way. So not trying to get outside of our kind of core competency in terms of markets, but we will look at, you know, for example, Florida or North Carolina or Denver or Tennessee, some of the other markets that have kind of the positive tailwinds that we've been able to get in DFW.
So where's the sweet spot right now? Is it leisure or is it business? Because hotels tend to focus.
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends on the type of hotel you're looking at. We're, again, looking in the value add space, or value creation. So that could be a hotel that is historically catered to business travelers that is trying to get into the tourism component. And that's some of the stuff that we've done historically. Or it could be a leisure hotel or a tourism hotel that now, you know, back to office is spurring demand. We tend to see that leisure and tourism is going to be more of where we're going to play, really because it adds a lot into, you know, some of our mixed use elements that we do in terms of placemaking, food and beverage, all those things, just making, you know, a real sense of place for people. And so that's harder to do in a transient hotel platform or format. And it's a little easier to do when you're catering towards, you know, wants and desires of people that are using the hotel for tourism or, you know, to your point, events or things of that nature.
So what I've learned about that business, to me, it's sort of unique in that there can be three entities in one building. There's a landlord, somebody who owns the place. Then there's a flag, maybe it's Marriott or Hilton or whatever. And then there can be a third that operates, that hires the people and runs the systems. So what you're going to be the landlord?
We will be the landlord, and then there will undoubtedly, or at least 95% of the time, it's going to be already flagged, or we'll be, you know, adding a new flag or changing a flag out, et cetera. And then as it relates to the management company, that's not where we will play. You kind of have two sources there. You have management entities that do that a lot, which is we will hire someone who's, you know, experienced on an asset by asset basis on who's the best in that market to locally advise on the management side. So we will do that. And then we're not going to get into first party management. More think of us more on the asset management landlord side of the table than the day-to-day management, or even, you know, the flags, no, in terms of point systems and all those type things, we can't touch that. So really we're there in terms of value add and kind of an asset management.
Tell me about the company, about M2G Ventures, because it's really intriguing. I mean, you've been around for a decade, so you've been through a couple of three cycles. So you've got some stamina. You're a women-owned business, which is fairly unique, I think, in that business, in that industry. Talk about the growth of the company.
So we started our company in 2014. It's myself and my twin sister who started it.
And you all still talk to each other.
Yes, shockingly. Yeah. No, still, she's still co-founder and to the other co-founder, which is me. We love real estate. And our mission statement is to inspire evolution through impact and innovation. And so we really are thinking about how to add value really to any investment that we're looking at. We obviously have specialists on our team that, you know, think through each individual asset class, you know, a lot, very focused, but we're also thinking about like, what does our overall platform look like to the industry? And really thinking about, you know, how do you make that dollar stretch? How do you become more intentional? How do you create a place that someone wants to come to, or, you know, a tenant wants to be at? All those things are things that we've, you know, consistently thought through since we're on year 11 now. But it's fun. We're a completely vertically integrated developers. We have everything in-house from construction to asset management, leasing, marketing, et cetera, property management. Hotels, as you mentioned earlier, we will not do that in terms of property management. We'll bring in a third party because they're experts for that. But it's an exciting time for M2G. We bought Inwood Design Center recently, earlier this year. And so we're going through a pretty big redevelopment there. And then in addition to that, launching kind of this hospitality vertical with Chris. I mean, it's an exciting time for us, for sure.
You know, in Fort Worth, and also being domiciled in Fort Worth, my sense is it's an exciting time. 11 years ago, I wouldn't have said that. In fact, I think I joked to somebody and said, you know, will the last person leaving Fort Worth just turn off the lights because everybody's moving north or going out. But there seems to be this remarkable resurgence just the last 2 or 3 years in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. I don't think it was ever, no one was ever leaving, but, you know, Fort Worth, we've been very fortunate that we've had several longstanding relationships and leaders in the community that have developed a lot of the really kind of really important cultural landmarks. And so it takes time for that torch to pass, you know, from generations and to think through like, how do I make this my own versus, you know, what my grandfather did or my father did or my mother did or whatever the case is. And so when we started investing here in 2014, we just saw an opportunity because Fort Worth's a great place. It has all of the things you look for as a real estate developer in terms of being pro business. And at the time, you know, land values weren't crazy. Things are a little nuts now, but we really saw an opportunity to add kind of our unique perspective on the market. And I think it has helped and it's made a difference, but to your point, Fort Worth's at a different point now. We're the 12th largest city in the nation.
And growing, you know, like crazy.
And growing. And before we were having to tell everybody who we were. And now I think people are starting to understand what Fort Worth is kind of innately. And, you know, the challenge for us as a city is still smart growth and making sure we keep our identity.
So why real estate for you and your sister? Did you grow up in this business?
We did. So our parents did real estate or do real estate. We're the youngest of five. And they didn't have their own company. So they had their own real estate, or they didn't have their own team. I'll put it that way. It was my mom and my dad and then, you know, five children. So they just did every type of value add real estate that, you know, you can think of. So shopping centers, ranches, multifamily, single family, I mean, commercial buildings, didn't really matter. It's just thinking about how to unlock the value on that particular asset.
Boy, and I grew up around that. a lot of cycles along the way.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Our parents learned a lot and they taught us everything that we know. Plus then we decided to go do things corporately, but it was always in our blood for Susan and I. Real estate's been in our blood, being an entrepreneur probably right before that, but they're so tied together for us because of just how we grew up that we were kind of fortunate that we kind of always knew what we wanted to do together. So our goal was always to start a company, and that's what we did.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch you get into the hospitality business, too.
And I'm excited.
Jessica Bell-Ressel is the co-founder of M2G Ventures. You'll be, what, you're going to be announcing the first one pretty soon?
Hopefully. We had a pretty robust pipeline review yesterday and some good opportunities for sure.
We look forward to hearing about it. Thanks for the time. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.